AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Cases of the new coronavirus variant are being reported around the world. The latest, 13 cases from a Portuguese soccer club. Only one player recently traveled to South Africa, where it was first detected. Japan announced it's suspending entry of all foreign visitors. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the variant is being watched in the U.S.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, praises South Africa for being quick to detect the Omicron variant and inform the world about it. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he described what's been learned from South Africa's experience.
You were having a low level of infection, and then all of a sudden there was this big spike. And when the South Africans looked at it, they said, oh my goodness, this is a different virus than we've been dealing with.
The director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells Fox News Sunday Omicron has a lot of mutations, and that raises worries.
If you've raised antibodies against that from previously being infected or from being vaccinated, the question is, will those antibodies still stick to this version of the spike protein, or will it evade that protection?
Collins says it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to learn the answer. I'm Ben Thomas.
Asian stocks are lower in response to the new variant. It's raining again in the Pacific Northwest. Julie McGilvery owns a pharmacy in Sumas, Washington.
The amount of water that was just sitting at the height of the railroad tracks, I mean, if you go outside, it's literally eye height from here. And so once that started coming over, it just flowed.
11 inches of rain was reported in Bellingham, Washington. The national menorah was lit in front of the White House yesterday for the first night of Hanukkah. Douglas Emhoff attended the lighting ceremony. He's the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris.
And as our nation's first Jewish second gentleman of the United States.
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary announced its 2021 word of the year is vaccine. This is AP News. The hottest team in the NFL right now is the New England Patriots. After starting the season 2-4, the Patriots have won 6 in a row. Yesterday, Matthew Judon's team beat the Tennessee Titans 36-16.
The same confidence we had as 2-4, we have right now. And it don't matter if we win it. You know, we like to win, but it don't matter if it's a tight game or a blowout.
Aaron Rodgers silenced the doubters over his vaccination status and his injured toe. The Green Bay Packers beat the LA Rams 36-28.
When I step on the field, I expect greatness. I think anyone who is a great competitor feels the same way. So, you know, I don't lean on excuses and not practicing, little toe injury.
Last night, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 16-10.
It's a hard division. You know, we in one of the toughest divisions. But we just, you know, we fight adversity. We do it all.
The Bucks beat the Colts 38-31. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.